This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right in the cockpit here. My seat's all warmed up. I got my seat belt fastened. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Hey, good to have you along this week. Another week has passed, and that means that, boy, do I have a lot of goodies for each and every one of you. So you might this week, you might just go ahead. I'm going to recommend this. The recommendations already. Yes, get a pen, pencil, and get some paper, and get ready to write down notes, because this class today, folks, is gonna, I've got some things that you've never heard of. You will not believe it. It's something completely off the wall. I've got a segment in the second hour. You're not gonna believe what you are doing. Yes, you. So I'm gonna share that with you. But Auto World, what is Auto World? Well, what is your Auto World? Your Auto World is your wife, your better half, you, yourself, your kids, driving automobiles, not riding horses. I hope you're, well, maybe we do have some listeners out there riding a horse. You know, the radio signals do go a long, long ways, and of course that internet is everywhere. And when I say internet, of course it's GCNLive.com. I do have listeners I know listening on the internet side, because we can't be everywhere on the radio, but we're planning on it. Yes, we're planning on getting into every nook and cranny on the planet Earth. Because it's called Auto World. Yes, your Auto World, I hope, has done real well this week. And if it hasn't, well, that's why I'm here this week for you. Each and every week we come in for 3 hours and help you with your cars, your trucks, your rototillers, your jet boats, and including your little electric remote control car. Yes, I've got a couple of those, and I have to fix. That's everything. They call me Mr. Fix-It, I guess. I don't know. No, they call me Mark Evans, and this is Auto World again. I appreciate you being here. And first and foremost, here this week, here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of goodies for you. The first hour, let me give you a touch and a taste. First off, what is Auto World? If you're a first-time listener, I appreciate you being here and joining in, and you're wondering, what the heck is this? I dropped in, I stumbled in, I tripped over this, and I'm hearing this gentleman talk. Well, I'm Mark Evans, and I always have been Mark Evans. I haven't changed my name. No, it's not a radio name. It's a real name. I want to get that out there. That's my real name. And I've always gone by that name, and I always will go by that name. So what you hear right now is what you're going to get during the week, the month, the years to go on by. So with those years, I've been in the automotive repair field, car sales, buying, selling myself. Always been my own business, 45 years of doing it. Started very, very young. Still have my first car at the age 13. I bought it. My dad drove it home, and I still have it. So with that said, it's just a little touch and taste of who I am and why I'm here and why am I here. I'm here to help you and give you news, information, help you with your car without taking your Visa, MasterCard, and American Express number unless you want to give it to me. That'd be fine. I'll use it once and, of course, throw the number away. Nobody else will use it. Anyway, no, you don't have to send me your number. No problem. Anyway, what is Auto World? Auto World. We do a lot of things here in Auto World. Kind of like a restaurant, I have a menu. Literally, I live by that menu. I like to give you, when you have a good restaurant that you like to go to have your favorite food, if it's sushi, to steak, to seafood, whatever it might be, that's great. Well, this is your restaurant when it comes to the automotive world. Why? Because it is. This is Auto World. This Auto World's been around since 1992. In fact, Bob Long started Auto World back in 1992, and his health, again, is not doing well. And he's asked me, and his wife and family, has asked me to take over the show. And I'm very proud, very honored and proud and sad, too. I'm praying for Bob and his family because his health is just not good. And he asked me to carry on his legacy, and I am. Been with Bob since 1995, I believe, 1996, being part of Auto World, having my own talk show, of course, in the Boise, Idaho area, and now I'm doing Auto World for not only you, but for me and for Bob Long. So we're here to give you, of course, some recalls. We do a little segment we call the Glove Box segment. I do shout-outs. Yes, Auto World, little car fact I have. I have trivia throughout the 3 hours of Auto World. Yes, if you only take we'll get 1 hour of Auto World, well, we have 3 hours of Auto World, and each and every hour is different. I want to point that out first and foremost. I don't like to repeat a lot of things. In fact, I don't repeat anything except maybe that one word, whatever that word is. You might catch it, but the news, the facts, the segments, the birthdays, the auto racing news is all new and fresh as of what's happening today, this last week. So last week's show, you're not going to hear something that happened last week. This is today and this week's live. We're live, and that's the whole thing about the menu. In a restaurant, who wants to eat stale food? I don't. You sit down, and do you like your steak cold? No. So I'm going to give you this information, folks, on a hot plate, and don't burn your hands, okay? I'm going to hand it to you. We have people in the front row here. I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio again. Yes, I'm back in the Greasy Garage Studio. Of course, I do have an auto repair facility. I do fix and touch and get greasy all over my hands sometimes when I'm not wearing those rubber gloves. You can't get away from the grease. No, you got grease constantly, all the time. But today's world is a little different than it was back 45 years ago when I started. Today's world, of course, is a computer. It's all pretty much we have to plug in and scan into your computer, and a lot of our listeners out there, all of you, probably already know that. You've had an engine light on. You've had a ABS light on, anti-lock brake system light on. You've had maybe a windshield washer light on. I mean, I'm going to share with you here, I believe the third hour, we're going to get to that, share with you maybe something that's happened to your lights that we're going to be able to fix them, and the best way to fix them is with a sledgehammer. No. So anyway, what do we got going on this week, Mark? Okay, well, we got going on this week here at Auto World. The first hour, let's see, what do we got? Something about the Tundra. Oh, the Tundra what? Well, you might be living in the Tundra. I don't know, but we're going to have that going on for you. And, oh, yeah, the segment we like to call No Longer a Dealer Part. Get ready for that one. You won't hear it anywhere else except here in Auto World. The first is another thing that's going to come to us right down. The first what? Yeah, we'll find out. Of course, I got some racing news this first hour. That's exciting, what had just happened in the racing arena. Of course, we're going to have emails throughout all 3 hours. I'm going to stop with the emails here real quick and kind of invite you on that note. The emails, folks, what I do there, I've got a big bag here to my left, and what I end up doing throughout the week, you can email me with your car questions. Maybe if you even want to talk about, like I've said in the past, your pets, you know, your pet dog, your cat, your hamster, your rabbit, whatever it might be, yeah, please, go ahead and email me. Ask me how come and why I have a rabbit sitting next to me in my passenger seat. You can bounce it off me is what I'm saying. Bounce off that stuff and bounce off the car and truck and road tiller problems you might be having. I have no problem with that. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm promoting it. I'm actually, I guess you can say I'm selling it. I want to hear from you through the email. You can do it all week long, 28 hours a day. See, some of you stay up 24 hours a day and add some to it. Maybe, I don't know. That's fine. But email me at autoworldradio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And what I do throughout the week, I look through the emails and I just basically print them off. I print them out on paper and then I throw that paper, which I think it's fun to do here live on the show, throw them in a bag and I reach in the bag and I pull out an email. And so it's all new to me. It's all fresh to me. I have no clue what's going on, what they're going to say, who you are, and I will not share your last name, your address, your Visa number. Like I said earlier, I won't share that number. Anyway, if you put that down, I appreciate it. If you don't, that's okay, too. I appreciate it. And I share your email. And if you don't want me to share your email, I will not. Just say no. Don't share email. And if you don't say anything, then I'm going to share it. And so I pull in the bag, I pull it out, and I'm going to, I don't know where you're emailing me from, but hopefully that's one thing I do ask that you please let me know where you're emailing from, and I'll share that. And we're going to do that the first, second, and third hour. I've got an Auto World tip coming your way in the second hour. Of course, recall the second hour. And the knock, knock, yeah, knock, knock, maybe who's there? That's the second hour. Third hour, real quick, before we go to our first break. Leasing a battery? Huh? In a car? Oh, yeah. And that B word. You're listening to Auto World, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah, that one day back a couple days ago, a couple months ago actually, I had Ben Vaughn out of the Rhino Studios out of L.A. He actually recorded a whole entire CD music video in the backseat of a Rambler. So, hey, I'm trying to get him again back on the air with me and do a little interview and find out why and how come he did that. I think it was a 65.
Rambler. Oh, yeah, rambling along. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Yes, I'm talking to you about that Rambler, Ben Vaughn. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. I appreciate you being here. Comfort. Hopefully you're sitting down. I'm sitting down here at the Auto World Plaza, broadcasting out of the Greasy Garage Studio in my favorite race car chair. Sitting back, and it's a race car chair. I got to put the seatbelt on. Hopefully you got your tray table up. Got the seatbelt on. We're ready, prepared for takeoff. Hey, this week I want to welcome a new member, a new family member to Auto World. Yes, a new affiliate. I want to say hi and two words. Thank you for becoming a new member and affiliate of GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and also taking Auto World. I do appreciate that. That's KBJA, 1640 AM, down in Salt Lake City, Utah, Ogden, Utah, Provo, Utah, and Sandy, Utah. Been there, done that. Been over there. Beautiful area. Of course, that's the home of what? Bonneville Salt Flats, where we race. Oh, yeah. So thank you for being for taking Auto World and becoming a new affiliate and becoming a new family member. I'm going to call each and every one of our affiliates because that's what we are here, is family, an Auto World family. So welcome to all the listeners, the new listeners down in the Salt Lake area. And if you have any car questions, truck questions, and or even family questions or problems, like I say, I welcome you, and like I do everyone else, to email me and or call us here at Auto World. The email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, the phone number. You might want to write this down, your new affiliate, and just put it on the refrigerator. Well, maybe next to your favorite chair where you're sitting and listening to us right now. It's 855-660-4261. Call at any time, 24 hours a day. Axelrod Alex, of course, he's the gentleman going to produce or taking the phone calls. He's hanging over that 22-foot board, that big, huge, all the buttons and bells and whistles and everything make you sound good when you call in. And I really do honor your calls to the point of I want you to interrupt me at any time. You're the star of the show, each and every one of you, no matter where you're listening. Okay? That's the main thing. If you're sitting in your truck right now going down the road, thank you. Hey, I appreciate it. Sirius Satellite Radio, XM, etc. Or even, like I say, on one of our affiliates out there. So, okay, so we got his first hour in Auto World, and there's a lot of things happening. Oh, yeah. First off, the Tundra. Yeah, I hope. Are you living in the Tundra? Maybe have you ever been to the Tundra? Well, I got a little news here on the Tundra talk. I wanted to kind of get out there this week here on Auto World. The Tundra Talk, you know about the Toyota, this is like three T's in a row, Toyota Tundra Talk. Oh boy. Anyway, folks, if you got a Toyota Tundra, which I know a lot of our listeners might have, I'm in a lot of areas where there's mountains and everything, but I've been to Phoenix and Scottsdale area, and yes, we see those all dolled up and shined up and everything, and sometimes they have the red clay, you know, because that's the kind of mountain dirt and dust they have down there. Well, you might have some problems. And you might want to get onto a forum on the internet, and you might want to talk about it right there. You know, because the people that might have already had the Toyota Tundra, they talk about it on the forum. So I want to get this out there, a little TundraTalk.net forum. So go to TundraTalk.net, and it's a forum that offers the most collection, folks, of Toyota Tundra information that you'll ever have about the diesels, the TRD, the Pro Series, the SR5. How about, you think about maybe putting a lift kit on that Toyota Tundra? Yeah, well, guess what? They're talking about it, how they've done their Toyota Tundra lift kit. How about the towing capacity and much, much more? So I wanted to kind of spit that out for sure and let you know that, you know, I don't claim to know everything. I'm going to tell you right now, I will not know everything. I can't read as much information and memorize it in my file bank. I've got 12 drawers up in my head, and I still probably have 12 drawers still ready to be filled. So I learn from you, and of course all these forums I learn a lot from, and a lot of the clients and customers that come into my shop, they do, yes, teach me a lot, something that I've never heard or touched or tasted. They say, hey, did you know, Mark, that this is the way it is now? You can do it this way. You can buy that. Hey, And that's what it's all about. Two heads are always better than one. And with that said, I would love to hear from you at any point in the hour, and the second hour, and the third hour, with the, of course, the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Got some racing news, too. Let's get right to that racing news coming in from Delivering David. Yeah? Deliver David just came in the room here. He delivers a lot of stuff. Oh, thank you. I got it. Thank you. I got it. Okay, now get out of the studio. Oh, Delivering David, thank you for bringing it in. I don't allow him to sit here while I'm on the air because you never know what he's going to say. He might just, I don't know, take over the show. Anyway, Delivering David just delivered some racing car news to me. NASCAR. Oh, yeah. This NASCAR this last week. Well, I believe it was a couple days ago. Kevin Harvick. Folks, wins the Southern 500. Yes, 500 laps, that is. The Southern 500 is what they call it. It's a night race. Of course, I watched a little bit of it. It's a lot of automotive things on the TV at the time, but I did get a little bit, and I want to thank Delivering David. Yes, thank you for bringing this in. The race was at Bristol. About 30,000 fans were there, so they've had to kind of slow us all up there. Of course, 6-plus feet apart, but hey, there was 30,000 of you there. Yes, we're out and we're roaming now. We're doing it. Oh, yeah. He did it. Yes, Kevin Harvick. He won the Southern 500 in a Ford Mustang. And I love saying this. He was number one, of course, but what car was he in? What was on the sponsor name? Busch. Oh, yeah. Busch Light Beer was his sponsor. I wonder if he drinks it. Hopefully he's not drinking while he's driving out there. But a Ford Mustang, Kevin Harvick, you did it in a Ford Mustang. Congratulations. Number two up. Some of you, of course, are Kyle Busch fans. Well, he didn't. He was number two. He almost did it. My God, I watched it. He's in the Skittles car. Boy, those Skittles are good. I love their ads. The Skittles raining down on you. They're a little bit sweet for me, but they're good anyway. Get a little sugar in you, they go good. He's second place, and of course, this is he's Skittles is his sponsor. He lost by 6 seconds. He came around that fourth corner coming into the finish lines, pretty much getting on it, burning rubber, and going sideways. Got it sideways and had some good fun there. I was always wondering, hey, wait a minute, his name's Kyle Busch. I wonder why Busch Beer didn't pick him up as a sponsor. I don't know. I need to call him and find out why. You know what? Let's do it. We should get the telephone, Axelrod Alex, here live, and I could just call people live on the air. Wouldn't that be something? Because they wouldn't know I'd be calling them. That would be a lot of fun. Well, hey, anyway, this first hour, too, we're going to get into that segment we like to call No Longer a Dealer Part. What's that all about? We're going to do that. And, of course, your emails. I got an email that just came in. We're going to read that to you. And then I've got a little question for you that I put on Instagram to kind of give you a little tease. We'll be back with the tease. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mourners continue to place messages and flowers in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. in honor of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday at the age of 87. Hundreds have gathered at a time at the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court immediately following the news of Ginsburg's passing. Well-wishers leave flowers and signs and continue to break into applause and song. The American flag outside the Supreme Court has been lowered to half staff. Tropical storm Beta is churning in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting forecasters to issue hurricane watches for a swath of the Texas coast spanning from High Island to Port Aransas. The slow-moving storm is expected to stay in the Gulf over the next few days before hitting land. The storm is the latest to form in a highly active hurricane season, so active that forecasters have run out of traditional storm names and have moved on to using the Greek alphabet to name new storms. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Oh, welcome back. Good to have you along. Good to have you along, folks. What a gift each and every week to have you join me here on Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and what a gift each and every. I'm honored to be here. Very proud to be here behind the microphone to kind of open my file cabinet there, my drawers on my file cabinet out of my head here, and get some information out and teach you, and maybe we can teach each other some good things and take your calls, and of course, take your emails, and just sit back in your favorite chair and sit back, relax, and see if we can have some fun. That's what it's all about. Here on Auto World, of course, this first hour, second hour, and third hour, I've got a lot of goodies for you. The second hour, I got the knock-knock coming up, of course, and something that has something to do with, well, each and every one of you right now, hopefully, are not wearing a mask, and hopefully you have been wearing it out there when you're out in public. Of course, I believe we all have to when we go into the stores, the restaurants, etc., and even the auto parts store. We're familiar now with the big signs out there on the doors. It says you must wear a mask when you come in. Well, right now, though, isn't that the best part of it all? At the end of the Sunday afternoon, evening, sitting back, watching Outer World, and take the mask off, put your feet up, relax, and sit back, and let's have some fun. Don't be bashful, okay, about that email. You can email me at any one point in time on your pad, your cell phone, even your computer. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And, of course, our fresh Alex, Axelrod Alex, he's got an axle there, and he's ready to grease that axle to answer your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Always do that. So now let's do it. Let's go into the email bag here. They say every week, reaching here, I hate to crumble them up like I'm doing, but sometimes you have to. Each and every week I get into the bag here and pull an email out, and that's I love it. Love doing that because you've emailed me throughout the whole entire week. I print them out and put them in a bag. So let's go right now to the first email. This is new and fresh for me, so I have no clue. I'm kind of editing it to why I'm talking to you, but it looks good and clean, so we're ready. Hey, Mark, it's Sharon. Oh, she says she's listening to us from East Gull Lake in Minnesota. Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Huh? There we go. Eh, that horn just sometimes doesn't want to work in the Auto World car here. But we finally got her working. So shout out because that in, East Gull Lake, Minnesota, that she's listening to us on KVBR 1340 AM. I've never been to East Gull Lake, Minnesota, but maybe I should just go in and see what's going on. Thanks, Sharon. It's always an honor to go to Minnesota, and you're taking us there right now. Appreciate it. And she says, I have a Jeep Cherokee. The Jeep start making a rattling noise, she says, when I turned it on the other day. So I had my friend listen for me, and he is pretty smart on cars, and he's pretty sure it's my manifold gasket. I was wondering if you could give me an idea of what it might be. Thanks for being here for all of us, Sharon. Well, Sharon, thank you. From East Gull Lake, Minnesota. That's awesome. Never been. Anyway, Jeep with a... Because when she starts it, it's rattling. Well, maybe it's a rattlesnake. I hope there's no rattlesnake underneath and inside the air cleaner. No, you don't have a rattlesnake. And the friend says it's a good little tip here, a manifold gasket. Okay, so if it's rattling, and her friend is saying it could be a manifold, that I'm saying could be maybe an exhaust manifold, Sharon. We've got an intake manifold that sucks in air and fuel, of course, and then the exhaust manifolds push the exhaust air out. And the exhaust air, yes, you got, of course, the catalytic converter, and then you got the muffler, and then the tailpipe. But before the catalytic converter, it's called a resonator. And that resonator is designed, just as it states, to resonate the sound coming out and going through the catalytic converter and out the end of your exhaust pipe. And if your friend's saying it's probably the manifold gasket, well, okay, let's go back up the bus here. You could have a resonator, Sharon, that you didn't put down the year of the Jeep, and that's no problem, but if you've got 120, 130,000 miles on it or more, you're going to have a resonator that could have broke loose inside the can. It's a, you know, of course you've got a can, but it's got a couple, two, three, what can I call them, a couple baffles in there, and they could have broke loose on you. So when you start it, it rattles. And so if it was an exhaust manifold gasket, what you'll end up having there is you're going to hear when you first start it up. And I'm not saying your friend's wrong. In fact, that friend could be 110% right. When the motor's cold, Sharon, and this is, goes to all of our listeners here in Auto World, you might have, and that's what's best about, this is the best thing about Auto World here and becoming live each and every week because each and every email and call helps all of us. So I know that Sharon's not the only one out there that probably has this same noise. When the motor's cold, folks, and you start it up, you're going to hear this really unique sound. And what that is a leak coming out of the exhaust manifold. Now, the rattle word, though, I'm thinking like a baby rattle. And baby rattle, I'm sorry, I love sound effects. I don't have a baby rattle in front of me. We're going to have to get one of those for Auto World anyway. If you're rattling that thing, Sharon, and it sounds like a rattle, then, I don't think that's your exhaust manifold gasket leaking. That's something else, and that's what I'm thinking. It could be a resonator on your exhaust pipe, or catalytic converters do not do that. Catalytic converters just make it smell bad and plug up the exhaust and make it hard to start. Mufflers, on the other hand, though, too, Sharon, could have, you could have a broken loose baffle inside the muffler, causing it to, that when you start your car up, that air comes out, the exhaust pipe pushes along the metal baffle in there, and then when you let off, so this is the test I want you to do. Sharon, is start it up, kind of rev it up a little bit. I mean, you know, get it off idle. Don't have to hot rod it. Get it up to 3,000 or 4,000 RPMs. You don't need to do that, but just give it a little bit of gas. See if the rattle changes pitch, kind of like music. Music going up or down or getting faster or slower. Give it a little gas, let off. Give it a little gas, let off. Give it a little gas, let off. And see if that rattle does change pitches or goes higher or lower in sound. And if it does, then we got an exhaust breakage of baffles in the resonator or and or the muffler. Easy fix. You can't do it yourself, Sharon, unless you have a welder. Now you didn't say anything about a husband or boyfriend. Maybe they, you do have. And they may, well, it's not only a welder to cut. You can, you need the cutting tools to cut the resonator off and, of course, weld it back on. So that's something with the exhaust anymore today. You really can't do that yourself. Back in the day, the parts stores used to sell these flex-type exhaust pipes, and you could just flex-tube it up or wherever you wanted to flex-tube it. Don't recommend doing that, especially on a Jeep. But, yeah, that Jeep Cherokee is a good little rig, good gas mileage and all. And we've got to get you fixed, Sharon. So do the test with the go pedal, the accelerator pedal, and then let us know. Give us an email back and or call anytime. The email, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and or call at 855-660-4261. And you know what? The best part of all that, I don't take a Visa number, credit card. No, it's free. And when you email, like Sharon just did, Sharon, you're now a member of Auto World family. I do appreciate you being along with us from Minnesota. That's awesome. In fact, I believe Axelrod Alex, of course, is sitting in Minnesota. Oh, we're getting warm. We're getting close to the house. Oh, yeah. Hey, here's a little bit of information, a little trivia for us all. 1984, New York becomes the very first U.S. state to require drivers, yes, you and the person next to you that's driving, front seat passengers. So they're the first state to require drivers, front seat passengers, and children under 10 to wear seat belts. 1984. That didn't seem like that was too far long ago. I mean, 1984 was. But what's this with this? So kids at 10 and under don't have to wear them? What? Times have changed. When we come back, we're going to talk about baby seats. I'm a grandfather and grandpa, and we're going to make sure our kids are in kids' seats, child seats. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high, get
it. We've got her in sixth gear and we're rocking, we're rolling. We are doing 110 miles an hour. Good to be along with you here on Auto World. Thanks for joining us, folks. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's always good to have you sitting back and you got your seatbelt fastened. The people in the front row do. Now, you folks in the second row, get your seatbelt on. We're going fast here. We're going to get going even faster. So let's hang in there and go. All right. Now, Auto World. I want to just get back and back up the bus on the word Auto World. How has your Auto World been, folks? Good, bad? You've had any problems with that brand new car? Have you had we do recalls here on Auto World. Have you ever had a chance to get the recall fix? Have you checked to see if you had a recall? Oh, see? And how did you buy your car? Did you happen to do a little Google search on it? Is that how you found your automobile? Yeah, your truck, your car, your van? Maybe your Sprinter van. Yeah, you never know. I mean, what is a good way of trying to find a good used car? Or do you just go by the brand that you like? See, each and every one of us has a different way of finding the best car for us. And I've always said the trick of the trade here when it comes to car buying is buy a vehicle that suits your utility need, okay? Get one that, you don't buy a Viper if you're going to haul three kids to the grocery store. See, that just doesn't work. No. Oh, yeah. It's not going to happen. Dad, you can get a Viper. Mom, you can get a Viper, but you can't take the kids with you. So always get one that works for you. Hey, 1965. Good year, but good year for the Dodge Charger. In fact, the Dodge Charger is out there today, of course, the Challenger, etc. Well, back in 1965, the Dodge Challenger, folks, is introduced to compete. Yes, to compete with the Ford Mustang. We know that name and that brand, etc. The competition is made especially memorable in a car chase scene in the 1968 movie Bullet.
I love that. Steve McQueen, of course. The Bullet, you can also now watch Bullet, of course, many times over. Have you watched the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? Had an opportunity back in the day, broadcasting live on Rodale Drive with Denise Halicki. She was the wife of Toby Halicki, and he did the Gone with 60 Seconds, a really neat interview, a lot of information there where he wanted to go and steal cars and turn it into a movie, and they turned him down. Gone in 60 Seconds is what he wanted to call it, and they turned him down. He gave him the idea. He said, I can go steal these specialty type cars and make a movie out of it. And he told him, he says, I think that people will watch it. And they turned him down. So what did he end up doing? Of course, and a lot of you might already know this, you watched the movie. Did you watch the original one? I've got it sitting here in the Greasy Garage Studio behind me, a little automobile museum that I have. Quite interesting, he decided to go ahead and start stealing cars for real, and they filmed it worked. Anyway, and he sold a lot of great cars and a lot of things happened, and of course he had passed in a car crash. They were trying to get him. So anyway, Denise is a great wife, great gal, and that would be maybe later we'll have her on Outer World and we'll bring it all up again and talk about how he did it, what they did and how come they did it and all that. Hey, no longer, folks. Oh, yeah, no longer is it a dealer part. Have you had problems with your door locks? Yeah, see, all door locks, electric door locks, have always been out there in our cars since, I believe, 1994, 1990s is when it all started. Well, DIYers, yeah, it's you out there wanting to fix your own car, save some money. I don't blame you at all. If you can save a buck, save it. That way you have more money to tune in and buy goodies and buy accessories for your car. Well, no longer dealer part. You can go get door lock actuators. Yes, they're electronic controlled to make that door lock go up and down. Door locks, again, the car manufacturers started putting in power door locks in the early 1990s in every single car. And now you can get your actuators, your door lock actuators, of course, at your local parts store, AutoZone and O'Reilly's and Pep Boys and Advanced Auto Parts. There's a lot of shameless plug for all of them. That's okay, though. That's where we all go to get our parts and pieces. And, you know, there's one thing that I want to point out. What is the difference between a dealer manufactured part and maybe a aftermarket part? The OEM, original equipment manufacturing, is what that stands for. There's a lot of things there that mean a lot. See, it was designed and built by the engineers at the manufacturer for that brand that you're driving. It was designed to operate correctly in that brand. And so just that word patent, that piece has to be correct. And yeah, a lot of the car manufacturers did not patent each and every part that's in your car or your truck. So what ended up happening, and which to all of us, it helped all of us because we can go to the aftermarket parts stores and get that part. But just so you know, that part isn't exactly the same as what you buy at the dealer. That dealer manufactured part is perfect the way it was designed from the factory to put into your car. So sometimes the body shops out there always kind of, well, not always, yes, always, all the time, cuss the aftermarket body parts because, yes, from the get-go, the price is cheaper when you buy a fender. When you get a little fender bender and you need a left front fender, so they go get an aftermarket fender that's not from the dealer, and they go to put it on your car, and guess what? See, the aftermarket can't copy without the rights to copy it to make it perfect. They have to change it just a little bit. Well, they can't change basically the mold of the look, or you, the person who owns the car, sees it and says, hey, that doesn't look right, and you go back to the body shop and say, hey, I don't like it. So what ends up happening is the mold on the inside where it mounts and bolts to the chassis, to the cavity of the rest of the body, the holes are off to mount it. So all of a sudden the body shop's got to reconfigure the holes, figure out how they're going to mount this aftermarket fender on your car so it doesn't go clank, 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 you know, fall off later. So right along with the door lock actuators I was just talking about, that you don't have to go to the dealer anymore. So what I'm saying is that actuator might might not be exactly the same? Well, it isn't. It is not the same, folks. So it's something that you go to do it yourself, and you go to put an aftermarket actuator in. It might not even fit in the car door jamb correctly. And you're sitting there filing the holes out, trying to get it to fit. So what's your time worth, really? I mean, what is your time worth? The time is valuable. Wouldn't you rather have the right one? It might cost you $30 more. That's it. So back to your time. Buy the right one, spend $30 more, you get it done, and next thing you know, you have a whole Sunday to yourself. Ah, and you can be with me on Auto World. That's where it's at, sitting back in my favorite race chair in the Greasy Garage studio. So just a little bit of a tip there is I recommend to get the manufacturer's OEM part. Yes. Hey, here's something. The first car phone built by Bell System and Motorola. Do you have a cell phone? Oh, yeah, I think each and every one of us have a cell phone. How many pennies did you spend for your cell phone and all the new technology that's coming out? Well, the very first car phone was built by Bell System and Motorola. Yeah, Motorola's still out there, Motorola phones. It was sold to Ford and was put in the 1946 Ford. 1946 was the year they did it. It took up, folks, the whole entire trunk. And you know those fat fendered 46s back in the 30s and the 40s, you know, we called them fat fendered cars because they did. Well, they had a big old fat trunk too. A lot of room back there. Well, this Motorola Bell System telephone took up the whole entire the trunk, and the cables on this thing are as large as battery cables to each and every transmitter box that was in there. Wow. This thing's just huge. Back in 1946. But boy, has time changed, and that's where it's all at, is coming into the time to change it and do it, put it out there. And so when you buy something, it might not be the best exact thing that you think it is today. You might think it's cream corn. Well, it's not. It's going to be better later in life. And that we have to do it now and build it now, and we use them now and whatever it might be, just like cell phones. And then later in life, we might not even have a cell phone. In fact, they might be putting a chip in our right ear, and we just touch our right ear and talk to you. Oh. Well, there it is, another hour of Auto World. I appreciate you being here. I want to thank everybody that helped me put the show on, and each and every hour, each and every week. Yes, Axelrod Alex, he's the producer of the show. I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer, he keeps me wired. And, of course, Audi Adam, he's always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugna Lee, program director and marketing manager, he's always keeping the wheels on the show, of course. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, my makeup artist. Boy, I'm looking good. Well, we call her Lion Lucy. Of course, my chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thanks for being with us, folks. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.